I'm joined today by Rhonda Reif. We talk ways to live with the seasons, ways to feel better naturally. We talk a little bit about your astrological forecast. We talk a little bit about how that may affect your life. We also talk about ways to eliminate stress, ways to simply find alternative ways to feel better, and as I said, naturally feel better. And homeopathic medicine is one of those things. We also have fall that is coming up very soon, the official fall. Meteorological fall occurred on the 1st of September, and meteorological winter is coming up on the 1st of December. And so there's a certain amount. Well, actually, I think the meteorological winter, Rhonda, let's face it. Does it wait to December 22nd to get cold and give us winter weather? No.
I don't think so.
Now, does it wait till September 21st to give us fall weather? Maybe it does. We're sort of like, but it doesn't necessarily. Nothing falls directly into place. But in Chinese, in the Chinese, I know we talked about they actually have five seasons. The Chinese calendar has five seasons. They have an early summer and a late summer. Is that right?
That's correct. And we're in the late summer now. And so we switched then to around the 1st of August. We switched, or maybe a few days after the 1st of August, we switched to the late summer, which rules the stomach and small intestine. We left the heart and the and have moved now into the stomach, spleen, excuse me, the stomach and the spleen. So, you know, there's fall harvest coming up. And then when we get ready to transition into September with the fall coming up on the 22nd of September, we're going to then transfer into the fall season, which will be ruled by lungs and large intestine. So, you know, you're going to have to look at that. Those are areas that you need to strengthen, and also that could be weak, that you'd be more susceptible to things.
Okay, and again, the colors that are also of the foods that you eat, they change too with the seasons.
They do change with the seasons, and of course, as we go into fall, you're going to want to do the fall colors, the reds, the oranges, you know, root vegetables, all the things that sort of connect with the earth and ground you and root you and sort of give you that sort of sustainability in order to get ready for the colder weather that's coming and those kinds of things.
So how does that vary from fall to winter then?
Well, when we switch from fall and we go into winter, we switch from the lung and the large intestine to the water, to the kidney and bladder.
Ah, okay. I was going to, but in terms of what you're eating, we're still looking at very similar, aren't we?
Yes, we are. We're going to look at things that are going to ground you and keep you warm and those kinds of things too. But you're going to eat things that are different than the fall is harvesting vegetables. So you're going to eat more a lot of those things, whereas the winter is going to be more about probably sources of protein that are red, things that are going to ground you that way, that are going to hold the fat in, you know, that kind of stuff.
One thing we have talked about a little bit here and there is the fact of immune system, and we've talked about antioxidants that are natural antioxidants. We've also talked about vitamin D, getting a little bit of sunshine and trying to get the sun, especially when you can't get it very much in the wintertime. But getting a certain amount of sun each day does help your immune system. Plus, I take a preparation called One Life, and it's basically it's an antioxidant formula, which I take three times a day. And I've been doing this for 28 years now. And it has been very successful. I also take a joint flex, so I have keep my legs and the hips and everything for cycling and other stuff and walking. But you know, I think, but it's natural. These are all natural types of things. They're not the things you are going to find. It's not a pharmaceutical pill, so to speak, to cure you. It's something that you have as a preventive. And I think that's really the key here.
It is, yes, as a preventive, really. That's the whole point, is that if you can get and maintain your health, then you're not going to have to be trying to play catch up and do things to fix it. So that is the basis of holistic medicine.
And this whole COVID thing and the Delta variant, hopefully that will be gradually fading away. But we're in a very different situation than we were a year ago when we had everything sort of, we weren't in lockdown necessarily, but we had empty stadiums. We had gatherings of more than, I think, 25 people were forbidden, and a lot of weddings got called off. A lot of events got called off. Those events are back on, and I guess because I'm not sure why, I guess The anticipation is that that we'll have enough people that will be healthy and vaccinated, and or that the Delta variant will fade into oblivion. That's our hope anyway. But we're also talking about, as I said, moving into fall, and you also said those dreaded words, Mercury in retrograde. Look, I've seen this, and I know you've had an experience, and I've seen it happen where I've planned a trip and had, connections didn't work right, or the technology to get to where you had to do whatever you had to do. But you said to me, Mercury in retrograde isn't the same every month, is it?
It's not. It depends upon, Mercury retrograde always affects communication, legal documents, travel, organization, all of those kinds of things, technology, any kind of like computers or electronic devices. It always affects those, and it affects everyone for those. But then depending upon where in the zodiac that the Mercury falls into retrograde, it will have a different emphasis. So this month we're focused in Virgo.
Right.
So let's talk just a little bit about Virgo, and then I'll go into more specifics about the Mercury retrograde that's coming up. But August 22nd, we went into Virgo, and that'll last until September 22nd, which is, of course, when we change into the fall season. So Virgo is ruled by Earth. Again, we talked about the Earth and the grounding and all of that with the Chinese medicine. It's ruled by the planet Mercury. So it's one of those things where it's sort of a hot planet, with getting things sort of like maybe intensified and that kind of stuff. And Virgos are super detail-oriented. They're very critical, and they're most critical of themselves. They like perfection, and they can be procrastinators because they want perfection. They want to wait until it's perfect with that. So they're very hard on people, but they're also really, fine detail. So they make great accountants or anything that you have to look at, what's those numbers crunching, and also attention to detail, maybe like working on a space project or something like that too. So, but they're a mutable sign. Of course, their colors are earth tones. The body part that rules them, again, is the low back and the intestines. So here we are with this intestinal thing. We're getting ready to switch into the Chinese medicine with intestines. And so there's that kind of things going on. So digestion could have a lot to do with it. And that's the ruling part. So they're either going to have really super strength in those areas, or that's where they're going to always get hit with an illness or a weakness with that. So you always ask me, who are they most compatible with? Taurus and Capricorn. They're least compatible with Gemini and Sagittarius. So the positive things, though, is that they just help you organize things. So the Virgo is going to be somebody who comes to the party and helps get everything organized, budgets everything, all of those kinds of things, assigns people for details and cleanup. But they're not going to be the life of the party, because they're going to then sit back and they're going to reflect on, what could I have done better, or what else do I need to do? So they're warriors, but they're very hardworking and they're very loyal. So, it's just one of those things that you just have to understand where they're coming from, and that's why they're so critical. But they're always 100 times harder on themselves. So this Mercury retrograde is going to start on the 27th of September. So by then, we're going to be into Libra. So next month, we'll talk about Libra in detail, but Libra basically deals with, it's an air sign, so it deals with your mind, and it deals with thoughts and also communication. So how this is going to affect each sign is a little bit different. So, for instance, Aries, the focus of those areas of Mercury retrograde, they're going to have to be the most conscientious in their relationships with others. Taurus, schedules. Schedules are going to be disruptive, all of those kinds of things. So they need to look at that kind of stuff, like time ahead, plan for delays and things. Gemini, it's going to affect their energy level the most. So they might feel sort of sluggish, or, oh my gosh, I'll do that tomorrow. That kind of thing. So they need to do that. They're an air sign also. So that's going to affect, they're going to be in their head a lot. Cancer, it's going to affect your emotions and your home life. So they need to make sure that things are organized at home, that you don't have some kind of delay, or you need something there and then you don't have it. So again, we're still talking about electronics and communication and travel, but it's going to affect them different. Leo, absolutely. Communication and travel, that's the two areas they're going to have to work on. So if they've got some big presentation that's due, they should try to push it ahead or push it, further out, and or do it sooner. So Virgo, it's going to affect your finances. So you want to make sure that you don't make a major purchase or an investment during Mercury rate. And if you do, read the fine print.
Okay.
Libra, social interactions. Libra's a social sign, so they're going to have to do that. And again, it's going to affect them with decision-making. Like, they're going to have a hard time, like, which one do they want to do? Or their social plans might get changed at the last minute. Then Scorpio, it's going to affect their intuition. They're going to be kind of foggy in their thinking. They're not going to be able to be quite so sharp with what they think that they need to do. Sagittarius, friendships, other groups. And then Capricorn, career, rules career. So it's going to deal with career decisions, contracts. So I wouldn't be making any major career decisions if you're a Capricorn, you know, or really anybody during Mercury retrograde, but especially Capricorn.
How many Mercury retrogrades are there in a normal year?
Generally, there's three. Generally, they last for about 3 weeks.
Okay. And it's is there an area ahead of the area immediately ahead of that and immediately after it?
There's sort of a transition where, you know, like we kind of transition into it, then it's intensified, and then we transition out of it. And that's usually at least a week or two on either side with that too. So an Aquarius, transportation and travel again, and Pisces is going to deal with partnerships, both personal and professional. So it's not a time to start any kind of a new relationship. So those are just specifics. That was something kind of different, I thought, that we never really focused in on that.
No, we really haven't.
And then but what will happen is that the next time then that Mercury comes up retrograde, it will be in a different zodiac sign. And that's why we've kind of taken this year to sort of focus on zodiac. But each particular thing will be affected by that particular zodiac sign with that too. So, and we also have four other planets that are in retrograde right now too. So right now Uranus is in retrograde, so it's going to affect our impulses. We're going to see unexpected things happen. Saturn is in retrograde, and it affects our boundaries and career. Jupiter, it affects our growth and luck. So right now it's still in retrograde until October 17th. And Neptune is in retrograde, and it gives us epiphanies. Like, all of a sudden you're like, oh, why did I think of that sooner? So those are some things that are going on right now too. So if you're feeling a little sort of out of balance, it's because a lot of stuff is going on in the cosmos. We're changing seasons. We're also transitioning from, you know, the warmer summer into the cooler fall. So that's a shock to the system too.
And for those people that say, that astrology, I read my horoscope or whatever. And then, no, there is the horoscope you read in the newspaper is just sort of a general sort of a basically it's written by somebody who's I'm not sure. They might have some connection to astrology, but basically it's a generalized version of anything. If you really want to get an astrological, I guess, a reading, you have to know exact date, time of birth. You have to know what the exact year, what was going on at that particular time. That tends to give you an indication of where you are and how the world does affect you. Is that right?
Yeah, and the location where you were born.
Okay.
That has a lot to do with it, too, the time zone and whether you were under daylight savings time or not. You know, so it's pretty intense. That's not necessarily my forte. I've dabbled in doing that, you know, just for myself, just to kind of look up things. There's a lot of programs that you could go online and do for free.
But anyway, the real story is it's Virgo. Fall is on the way. Mercury retrograde is on the way. Be careful and be aware of what sort of things. You may be a little fuzzy. Everybody could be a little fuzzy in some ways, shapes, or forms. But again, it is a good year, hopefully a good time to be very, I guess, conscious of your health, conscious of eating
especially
right.
Especially be conscious, because we are headed into lung and large intestine. And that is the two areas that this COVID virus is attacking, is the lung, and the lung goes with the large intestine. So, you know, if one doesn't have the health, the other one is going to show up with that too. So, you know, it's just one of those things that right now I think that you need to be super vigilant from the turn of autumn until December 21st.
Take care of yourself. Get a massage if you can.
Yep.
Get de-stress,
yes.
As little stress as possible. Eat right. Get plenty of sleep. Get a little sunshine, but not too much. All of these things in balance. And I think really that's really put your life, keep your life in balance, and everything will be okay. You will be just fine. And I think that's a key part of what we're talking about. If they want more information about any of the things that you do, and you have so many different little pieces of things that you do, whether it's be massage or whether it be stress management or whether it be I think hot stone massage is, yes, I think, one of the things you were talking about last time. If you want to find out more about that, also essential oils and everything else like that that are natural ways to combat some of these things, what do they need to do? Just give you a call?
They can give me a call at 319-752-0175, or they can find me on Facebook under Rhonda Reif, or they can go to either www.livespathwaysllc.com or actually www.stressmanagementshop.com. And there's a form you can fill out and, you know, all of that kind of stuff too. So, you know, actually some of those ways are easier to get a hold of me than the phone.
All right. Have a great month, and we will talk to you when Libra is in the focus next month.